Welcome in to another new AMP podcast. I'm your host, Ben Dubose, and I'm the news editor with the AMP publications team. As part of that role, I create content for the Association for Materials Protection and Performance, known as AMP for short, as well as for Coatings Pro Magazine and Materials Performance Magazine, which are member magazines within AMP. A few weeks ago, we were on site in New Orleans, Louisiana at the 2024 AMP Annual Conference and Expo. With about 6,000 attendees and nearly 400 exhibitors, it was a very successful event, and you can find out all the details about that show at our publication and association websites. Anyway, among those exhibitors, several took part in sponsored exhibitor spotlight interviews, which were led by the editorial staff within our AMP publications team. Each was about 3 to 5 minutes in length, with the focus typically being a new product, technology, or service bringing some sort of benefit to the industry in 2024 and beyond. So on today's podcast, we're going to play back some of those interviews and the insights gleaned by our editorial staffers. Stand by for more.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Chizik, Editor-in-Chief with AMP Media. We're here at the 2024 AMP Conference and Expo in New Orleans. And I'm here with Matt Preston. He's a National Business Development Specialist for Industrial Coatings at Rust-Oleum. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
Why don't you go ahead and start by giving us a brief overview of the range of products that Rust-Oleum offers?
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, for me, I think one of the reasons I want to be here with Rust-Oleum is that the misconception that we're just an aerosol can company, right? So I'm really trying to showcase our epoxies, our alkyds, our urethanes, all of our industrial maintenance coatings that are beneficial to contractors, whether they're painting a pipe or a tank or a bridge or anything like that. So that's what we're really trying to hear to show people is, hey, look, yeah, we have aerosol cans. That might be what you see at Home Depot, but we are an industrial company. We were founded as an industrial company, and really that is our focus too. So we're really just trying to push that out there and let folks know that we have those coatings available to them.
Okay. Are there any specific or unique products that you want to mention?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with flooring, you know, obviously we do have a very big line of industrial flooring products. So whether that's polyisparics and 100% solids epoxies, secondary containment, so Novolac epoxies for secondary containment, for chemical containment, we have those as well. But then on the steel side, what I consider almost like a unicorn product is Noxide. And it's a high build, water-based acrylic elastomeric. So it's highly flexible. It's got 200% elongation. It can bridge small cracks. It'll move if the substrate's flexing and moving. And it's also drywall. So it's got a lot of different characteristics that are beneficial to the contractor and the end user. So you don't have to worry about overspray damage. You can spray an elevated water tank or a bridge. And you don't have to worry about getting overspray on vehicles or anything like that. But it also provides top-end corrosion protection comparable to a zinc epoxy system with a water-based acrylic elastomeric. So it really kind of fits a lot of different areas there, and it just fits a lot of spots for a customer, whether they're, you know, spraying the inside of a facility, maybe like an underdecking or something like that, even because it's got dryfall, but it's going to protect a lot more than a lot of what you see is the dryfall roof coatings out there and handle ponding water, all that stuff too. So it's just a really good product.
From a user standpoint, are there any specific or unique attributes as far as how many layers it needs or prep or top coating?
Sure. Yeah. Minimal surface prep. So that's one of the benefits of it. It can go over just marginally prepared surfaces. As long as you clean it, take anything loose off, it'll go over it. And it sticks to almost anything. It really has good adhesion. Mm-hmm. It typically is going to be spray applied. It's not really a brush and roll product because of that elongation and adhesion. It's really more of a spray applied product. Mm-hmm. But with the drywall, typically that's not an issue. So in two coats is usually what we recommend for the maximum protection to get what you want to compare it to like a zinc epoxy system. It's going to be two coats of Noxide.
And then overcoating?
It can take solvent-based top coats.
Okay.
So it's UV stable. It doesn't require a top coat. But if you want to put a urethane on there just to make it exceed that UV stability or make it more, it's easier to clean if you put a urethane on there, it can take solvent-based top coat. So even though it's a water-based product, I know sometimes you can't put a solvent-based over a water-based, it can take, you know, hot solvent top coats, which is another benefit of that product.
Yeah, that's great. If people want to find out more about Noxide or anything else Rust-Oleum related, how should they reach out?
Yeah, all of our tech data sheets and information is on our website. It's just rustoleum.com. And I'm always available to reach out to. I handle the whole country for industrial. So They can email me. It's matt.preston@rustoleum.com, and I'm always going to respond. So,
okay, perfect. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Welcome in to another new interview from the 2024 AMP Annual Conference and Expo in New Orleans. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by Frederick Reverdy, Senior Application and Products Engineer at Edify Technologies. Frederick, thanks so much for taking the time. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the company you represent at Edify?
Well, thanks for having me. So, Frederick Reverdy, I've been with Edify for 9 years. I have a PhD in non-destructive testing on phased array, and I've been doing NDT for about 24 years, so a long time. So Edify Technology is a company that provides NDT equipments to different customers from phased array technology all the way to MFL, eddy current. So big panel of different technologies.
Okay. I know you all recently acquired Sensor Networks, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So what does that mean for you all when it comes to your offerings within phased array ultrasonic testing? How does that enable you to offer a more complete solution?
So when you do an ultrasonic inspection, you need ultrasonic equipment, you need a scanner, and you need a probe. So acquiring Sensor Networks for us enables us to have a complete offering, as you mentioned, to our customers. We are in control of the manufacturing of the phased array technology now, so we can provide standard probes that customers are using on a daily basis, but also dedicated solution for particular problems that they can have.
I know beyond just this recent acquisition, Edify is known as a real leader in the industry when it comes to educational content for non-destructive testing, or NDT for short. What resources should our viewers or listeners seek out from you guys?
So if you go on our website, edify.com, and you go on the top right corner, and you will see a sign with Edify Academy. So in Edify Academy, you can find some courses, free courses, about all the technologies that we provide, because as you mentioned, we want to be able to provide products, but we also want our customers to be able to understand the pros and cons of each technology so they can choose carefully which of the products. You also have some courses that teach you about how to use our equipment. So people can have a training with some of our technical people, but it can also follow the training online.
Well, that's convenient. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, in the context of AMP and corrosion inspection, one good thing about Edify Technologies is we provide different technologies. Mm. Other manufacturers can provide maybe phased array or maybe MFL. So here is basically you have the panel of the different technologies that you can have for corrosion mapping. So as I mentioned earlier, customers can pick and choose depending on the application. They can go with phased array for precise and accurate measurements. They can go with MFL for really fast screening methods. And they can go to pulse eddy current to go to do corrosion mapping under insulation.
Folks, that is Frederick Reverdy, Senior Application and Products Engineer at Edify Technologies. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Kerry Cole, editor of Materials Performance Magazine, and we're here at the AMP Annual Conference and Expo with Sasha Sheik and Marcel Carolis of Impact 2. Sasha is Director of Corrosion Monitoring Solutions, and Marcel is Sales Director. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Marcel, can you provide an overview of your company and the solutions you offer?
Yeah, so Molex, we're part of Molex. Impact 2 is a business of Molex, when we're actually part of Koch Industries. The products that we offer are basically corrosion monitoring and emissions monitoring.
And Sasha, what specific challenges or pain points do your customers face in their corrosion monitoring efforts, and how do you address that?
Yeah, when it comes to corrosion monitoring, the industry is mainly relying on manual inspection data. They are limited in accuracy and precision, and that complicates the subsequent analysis of determining corrosion rates and remaining lives. In the end, this could lead to over-maintenance, or in the worst case, to leaks. And we have developed solutions to overcome those challenges.
What benefits does your solution bring for plant operators and inspectors?
So Impact 2 solution package helps customers to focus on what really matters. Our sensor-based solution provides the highest level of accuracy and precision in terms of material velocity and temperature correction. We use the artificial intelligence of things, AIoT, to avoid phenomena like increasing thickness and flip-flopping thickness trend lines. And only this high level of accuracy and precision allow us to really correlate with operations and maximize the value for the customer.
What industry segments do you focus on in your corrosion monitoring?
Well, corrosion is broad. So But at this point, we're focusing on oil and gas, refineries, petrochemical, chemical facilities, pulp and paper. We have quite an extensive installation based in South Texas, you know, New Mexico, the Midwest.
Very good. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Sure. One of the main things that we offer is a very different. We have a solution as a service, a SaaS model. The SaaS model basically takes care of the software, the hardware, installation, and services, and it's on a yearly basis.
Welcome to another interview from the 2024 AMP Annual Conference and Expo in New Orleans. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by Shannon O'Connell, Director of Product Management for Brand Safeway. Shannon, if you could just introduce yourself to our audience and tell us a little bit about Brand Safeway's portfolio of products and what it does within our industry.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Shannon O'Connell. I'm a director for Brand Safeway. One of our foremost important parts of our organization is safety. We value safety, and also Brand Safeway has the broadest range of products and the greatest depth of expertise in the infrastructure, industrial, and commercial markets. With a network of more than 360 locations across 27 countries and more than 40,000 employees, Brand Safeway delivers a full range of forming, shoring, scaffolding, work access, and industrial service solutions. We support maintenance and refurbishment projects as well as new construction and expansion plans with unmatched service from expert local labor and management. Brand Safeway leverages innovations and economies of scale to increase safety and productivity while remaining nimble and responsive to our customers.
Yeah, you mentioned access. When I think Brand Safeway, I always think access equipment. I know you all are a leading provider in that arena. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you build and maintain structures around the world?
Yeah, we do that through the benefit of high quality access. The pace of technology is on fire amongst many industries. However, many scopes of work are still done through expert craft labor today. Mm-hmm. So this is the case when it comes to the coating industry. When you can get workers at elevation, they can perform their task at hand with complete focus. So Brand Safeway takes pride in providing the ultimate access experience to our customers.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like to add on that front?
Yes. I'd like to just reiterate that Brand Safeway has the broadest range of access solutions in the industry, from supported, suspended, and motorized. We also have proprietary brands such as our QuickDeck suspended access system that brings factory-like floor conditions to elevated services.
If anyone listening or viewing wants to learn more, what's the best way they can do that?
I highly recommend that they get in touch with their local branch, where they can provide them with the additional information about services that Brand Safeway provides to our customers.
All right, that'll do it for this collection of Exhibitor Spotlight interviews. I'm Ben Dubose, news editor with AMP Publications. And as mentioned off the top, if you want more information on the 2024 AMP show, you can find that and access those resources at any of our publication or association websites. Those are codingspromag.com for Codings Pro Magazine, materialsperformance.com for Materials Performance Magazine, and AMP.org as the official website of the Association for Materials Protection and Performance, or AMP for short. You can also follow us on social media across various platforms such as Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter/X, and more. Just search for AMP or one of those publication brands at your platform of choice. Until next time, this is Where We Will Break. On behalf of our AMP Publications team, thanks for listening, and please come back soon for another new AMP podcast.